Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to episode 62 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, the podcast that aims to provide you with the tools, tactics, and techniques to create a winning edge mindset to allow yourself to live the life you were meant to live. In this episode, I want to share with you 9 totally free activities that are proven to improve your well-being and mental health. As well as being totally free, the majority of these activities are really simple and easy to implement. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that all the previous episodes of the podcast are available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had the chance, why not put some time to one side and give them a listen? If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so you can catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because that helps us to expand the audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts and talents into the world. Okay, let's get started with the 9 totally free activities that are proven to improve your well-being and mental health. But before we do, just a reminder that before you take on any new exercise regime or change your diet, please consult your medical practitioner. The podcast is here to educate, not to give advice. Number 1 on the list is forward ambulatory motion first thing in the morning. Okay, what do I mean by that? Simple. Get out for a walk. Get outside, go for a walk. Let the environment pass before your eyes. In terms of, there's a lot of research that points out that actually walking outside in natural environment and the world passing by your eyes actually helps you to relax. And especially as your eyes scan from left to right, this is some kind of inbuilt mechanism that's evolved within us and actually helps you to relax. Maybe it's because we evolved out as hunter-gatherers out on the plains searching for food, and we're naturally most comfortable when we're out in the natural environment moving forward. One, it may give us a sense of moving away from something, prey, etc. Also, that moving towards finding food. But there is research that shows letting the world pass you by, move past your eyes, your field of vision, actually help you to relax. Also, a morning walk may help to improve your mental clarity and ability to focus throughout the day. A recent study found that almost among older adults, those who started the days with a morning walk improved their cognitive function compared with those who remained sedentary. Also, covered on an earlier podcast, getting out in nature and walking in nature has been shown to boost creativity. There's an important point with that though, is not to be looking at your phone. It is to be phone free, or at least your phone to be out of sight, and actually be out in nature, taking in nature and enjoying nature has been shown to boost creativity. Number 2, morning light within 30 minutes of waking. And this one you can tie in with step 1. Actually get outside, go for your walk in natural light, within 30 minutes of waking up. Again, this is about getting natural daylight into the senses in your eye that control your internal clock, your circadian rhythms. It resets, tells your body it's morning, and activates the countdown, as it were, ready to go back to sleep. So that's outside in natural light within 30 minutes of waking to actually reset that clock. If you can't get outside, as I mentioned before on the podcast, the ring lights are very good at that. Those bright lights as soon as you wake up in your eyes to reset that internal clock. Number 3, no artificial light between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. This is again to do with sleep and sleep quality. Those lights from artificial lights from lights in your room, from mobile devices, screens, laptops, TVs, actually have the same impact as that morning light. It signals to your brain that it's time to be awake, it's morning, and stops you from going to sleep. One of the biggest improvements you can make to your sleep routine is stopping any kind of artificial light, whether that's your phone, your laptop, your TV, 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Number four, the daily brain dump. And what do I mean by a brain dump? That is, every day, at some point during your day, sitting down, pen and paper, and write down everything that's on your mind. Everything that comes through your mind, dump onto the piece of paper, whether that's your worries, your to-do list, your anxieties, fleeting thoughts, and just dump them on the paper. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just a case of dumping your thoughts on paper, what your challenges are, random thoughts, goals, get them down, write them down, and just release them. You'll feel so much better. Whether post that you want to do a little exercise of extracting from that the things you can work on, the things that you are within your control and you can action, fair enough. But it's as simple as pen and paper and writing out what's on your mind. Number five, hydrate. Make sure that during the course of the day, you're staying hydrated. The brain is predominantly made up of water and relies on being hydrated to function. So make sure during the course of the day, you've got access to a ready supply of water and hydrate. And especially first thing in the morning. If you think first thing in the morning, you will have gone 8 hours without any fluid intake. And that's the most important point, to hydrate yourself. If you struggle to tolerate water, there's a couple of tips. One from the Andrew Huberman podcast, and that is just a pinch of salt in the water to make it more easily absorbed. The other way is, and one of the methods I quite like, is the hydration tablets that athletes use. One of those in a half a litre of water just makes it more palatable and easier to hydrate. And again, the benefit is it absorbs better. But the main thing is to hydrate yourself over the course of the day. Number six, no caffeine 90 minutes to 2 hours after waking, and no caffeine after 2 p.m. Now, I know the natural instinct first thing in the morning is to reach for the coffee cup as soon as you got out of bed and have your morning coffee. There's some research that shows actually delaying your ingestion of caffeine for about an hour and a half after waking actually is beneficial and improves cognitive function, focus, etc. And on the other reverse side of that, no caffeine after 2 p.m. This is about your sleep routine. This is about preparing your body to sleep. Caffeine has a approximately 5 to 6 hour half-life. So if you're drinking coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a good proportion of that caffeine still going to be in your system. So cease coffee from 2 p.m. onwards, or any kind of caffeine product rather, after 2 p.m. to start to prepare your body for sleep. Number seven, fasting. There's a lot of research now that shows fasting is beneficial for the body. But a warning here that, one, don't enter into this without consulting medical advice. If you've got any kind of eating disorder or eating issue, please, again, consult your medical practitioner. It's probably not wise to try fasting. I personally prefer the 18-hour, 6-hour window, which is basically 18 hours without food and then consuming food within a 6-hour window. Skip breakfast, don't start until late lunchtime to consume food. A lot of benefits. One, from the immune system, as a lot of research shows, it helps to maintain a healthy immune system. From a focus point of view, you don't get that afternoon lull, but it's a simple way to actually improve cognition. You actually feel more energetic as well. So the fact that less food, you feel more aware and energetic. So it's a simple technique or simple process that you can use to boost your energy levels, improve your immune system. It's worth a try and it's free. Number eight, exercise 5 days a week for up to an hour. Now, that 1 hour a day for 5 days a week doesn't have to be all in one go. You can split that. You could do three 20-minute sessions, 20 minutes in the morning, get out for your walk, and a weight routine or something like that, but 5 days of exercise for approximately 1 hour. What I would say there, if you're not used to exercise, one, again, consult your GP, but two, start small. Why not just build in those short-term exercise routines? 4 minutes first thing in the morning, 4 minutes last thing at night, maybe out for a 20-minute walk at lunchtime, and build it over. But the important thing is to get out, move, exercise, use weights if you can to build strength and maintain muscle mass. Muscle mass is one of the big things we lose as we grow older. So it's important to lift heavy things, again, but carefully. To get aerobic exercise, so as you're walking, jogging, running, etc., swimming, cycling, totally free. You can get out there and walk, cost no money. You can get out there, run, cost no money. The morning walk actually ticks three things off on this 9-item list. It gets your forward ambulatory motion done first in the morning. It gets natural light into your eyes, and it ticks the exercise box. So a no-brainer, plenty of bang for your buck there. And the last one, number 9, rest. We're in a world where burnout is on the rise, and it's important to take time to rest. And I do mean make sure you get adequate sleep, but also during the day, take natural breaks. Break your day up into periods of work and periods of rest, and maybe even incorporate into your day some of the more non-sleep deep rest routines, such as the NSDRs, as they're called, such as yoga nidra, which I'm going to do a separate episode on. But take time to rest, let your body recover. Take a day at the weekend where you switch off and rest and do something you enjoy, new hobby, something different, and allow your batteries to recharge and so enter into the new week refreshed. There's nothing shameful about having a morning or an afternoon just relaxing, maybe reading, maybe watching a movie, and letting your body recover. Of course, when that becomes chain watching the latest TV series, that's where it becomes problematic. But short periods of rest are important to allow your body to recover. That was my 9 totally free activities that are proven to improve your well-being and mental health. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button, and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favorite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.